number four. Ben the Breaker of Banksters Cochran here with question. What does the left do better than the right? Dan, you and I are certainly not on the left side of the left-right paradigm. I want to take a step back and objectively look at the left wing versus the right wing. What does the left do better than the right? I'm hoping you can come up with at least three examples, whether it's policy or just overall political strategy. It runs the whole gamut. But I want at least three things that you believe the left wing does better than the right wing, from an objective point of view, if possible. Look forward to this answer. It'll be a good one.
The three things that the left do best is hard for me to get my mind wrapped around because I've been looking at the political spectrum three-dimensionally, and I think everybody should. I've talked about this before on Patriot Power Hour, so I'll go over it really briefly. One dimension is personal freedom. One dimension is economic freedom. Third dimension is elitism or populism. That's the one that throws, you know, a wrench into the system relative to everybody else's. It involves, you know, do you trust, like perhaps in a aristocratic kind of society, an English society, where there's elites and they take care of things and it's not for us to, we're common. Or, you know, American Republic, frontier, pioneer, kind of like we're all doing this and we all have a say in it. I'm on the other end. The populist, and I'm not sure it's defined that way, but I think in three dimensions, which leaves you with, you know, if you chop into eight octants, you can talk about what does that mean ideologically. We could do that another time on Patriot Correspondence. So I will treat your question as putting a lens on it through which most people see the world. They see left and right. I will talk about what I see inside of there, and I call them previously on Patriot Power stat prog status progressives. They are neither liberal in any sense in traditional historical meaning any longer. And, you know, they're verging on socialism is what we're seeing in 2019. What are they good at, right? What they were particularly good at since the 50s and 60s was realizing coming out of the World War, there was communist movements and they wanted to see the world head in that direction. And perhaps even earlier, you know, Fabian socialists had this idea at the turn of the 20th century that, you know, you got to slowly bring about these massive socializations. And whether it was the communists and revolution or the Fabians, this, they decided in the 50s that a headlong approach, the hippies in the 60s was really in par, a clash against the system to see if they could take it over. They couldn't. So since, let's say, 1969, it's been known as the Long March. The Long March through the institutions to gain control of the newsrooms, the television studios, the academia. And you've seen it in the last decade or so straight through the financial classes. To gain footholds in insurance industries and, you know, gain purview over things like every human resources department has regulations passed by these same thinking people, executed by these same thinking people on the private sector. It is all that. They've marched through the institutions and seized control. They seized control in places like international commerce policy, right? What is international commerce policy? Well, it's that the instruments inside the government that control this. And we've all heard for decades, you know, hosts like Rush Limbaugh would talk about, you know, that self-selecting, where these people aggregate into zones where they can have power and where people who are generally adverse to their policies aren't welcome any longer. Think about speaking like I do in academia anywhere in the United States. Probably hard to do, right? The Long March, that's number one. Number two is this ability to fabricate reality in ways that they willingly participate in groupthink for their moral support. To talk amongst themselves in ways that make constitutional conservative Republican viewpoints unthought of. They can do this together. It is the free exchange of ideas into this group to challenge them. You see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, you see sides engaging, but you rarely see the side of the spectrum you're talking about substantially moving the needle on the ideas. They have the ability to insulate, and it preserves stat prog voting blocks, and it's also accompanied with a major outrage machine, whatever politically correct thing they want to be outraged with next. That's what they're talking about. That mass groupthink insular mentality that they're world leaders at. Now, the third thing they excel at is to work through and among channels of ignorance, to keep uninformed people that way, to keep mythologies perpetuated that don't stand reason, to and defy currently available data, to muster blocks of people that want to participate in being disenchanted, to being anti something that is considered an establishment, or for certain minority groups, just always against the man, the machine, the society that's against them. You know, the race baiting and building in all other gender and sexuality groups that can be outraged. That goes hand in hand with answer number two, Ben, of keeping that mindset, that hive mind going. That stat prog hive mind was number two. This is the ability to pulse through it. Things just don't stand reasonable discussion and thought. And they do it at two tiers. The elites in Washington, D.C. don't participate at this level. They can't. They have to pretend like it isn't going on. But when the robocalls start flying and other methodologies get down to the bottom, not to say that the quote-unquote right wing doesn't have this mechanism going on. They do, and they kind of feed each other at times. But the quote-unquote left side excels at it. That's number three. That's Patriot Correspondence number four, this April 16th, 2019. Listen live on Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30 for Season 6 of Patriot Power Hour, starting on April 29th. This is Future Dan, FutureDanger.com, signing off.
Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran here. Hope you're enjoying the show. Now, here at the Patriot Broadcast Network, we're always doing our best to try to bring you unfiltered, grassroots news and analysis. But guess what? We need your help. If you have questions or suggestions, if you want to be a guest or know someone who'd like to share their insights with us live on the air, please do reach out. You can find all of our contact information, social media, at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Let us know how we can better our fight against the Bankster globalists and their cabal. We need your help. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Or even search Patriot Broadcasting Network on Google and look for our Don't Tread on Me logo. Keep up the good fight.